Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits
with Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
The Conseil de la Culture de l'Estrie has announced the winners of four 2025 Awards of Excellence in Arts and Culture for the Estrie region. The conferring of these annual awards of excellence is an opportunity to celebrate the Estrie's cultural vitality in a friendly and welcoming environment. The announcement took place during Apéro Culturel, the annual conclave of the Estrie's artistic and cultural milieu, hosted this year by the Cégep de Sherbrooke and presented by Sylvie L. Bergeron in the form of a radio program titled Art d'œuvre. The Prix Relève 2025 was awarded to slam artist Nathalie Bossé. Bossé is half of the duo Sonance, along with musician Lydie Morneau. Duo Sonance presented its slam and music co-creation titled De Bombe en Bombe. The prize, offered in partnership with the Cégep de Sherbrooke, is awarded to a young artist with less than 5 years' experience for their excellence and their professional contribution to the artistic development and promotion of their discipline. The Prix Développement Culturel 2025 was awarded to the group Côté Scène, an organization that specializes in developing shows for young audiences. The award recognizes the inauguration of the performance venue Le Grand Espace, which is dedicated to theater and dance. In May 2025, after 15 years of collaboration and organization, Côté Scène finally opened this variable geometry hall, seating 310 and dedicated entirely to theater and dance. Accepting the award on the group's behalf were Côté Scène's president, Catherine Melillo, and general manager, Lily Bergeron. Given in partnership with Entreprendre Sherbrooke and the Société Nationale de l'Estrie, this prize is awarded to a non-profit cultural organization or cultural cooperative by demonstrating an outstanding and innovative initiative contributed to the development of arts and culture in Estrie. The Prix Art plus Environnement 2025 was awarded to visual artist Anne Bolduc. Bolduc integrates repurposed textile materials and natural fibers. Many of her creations have been the subject of recent exhibitions. Submitted for her candidacy were her solo exhibition titled Des Racines et des Mains and the duo exhibition titled Dialogue avec l'inconnu. This prize, presented in partnership with Rurart, l'Université de Sherbrooke, and Le Théâtre des Petits Lantins, is awarded to artists from Estrie whose artistic endeavor or project is rooted in an approach that is simultaneously eco-responsible and environmental, and which displays a notably innovative character and positive impacts or influences on the milieu. The Prix Artiste de l'année en Estrie 2025 was awarded to director, choreographer, writer, and professor Nicolas Zemmour, who is the general and artistic director of Zemmour Ballet. Nicolas Zemmour was recognized for his many worthy productions, the most recent including L'Amour du Monde in 2025 and Les Évadés de la Moraline in 2024. Other works cited included the Festival de Danse Contemporaine de Sherbrooke, Les Soirées Spectacles d'Impro Danse. Zemmour is known for the richness and openness of his artistic endeavors, bringing together creation, pedagogy, and social engagement. This prize is presented in partnership with the Conseil des Arts et des Lettres du Québec and the FAB de Télé-Québec and is awarded to a professional artist or writer working in circus arts, digital arts, visual arts, multidisciplinary arts, singing, film and video, dance, literature, storytelling, crafts, music, theater, or architectural research. The Conseil de la Culture de l'Estrie has as its mission to contribute to the development and recognition of professional arts and to contribute to access to culture in Estrie. The Conseil was founded in 1977 and brings together and supports artists, organizations, and all those working in cultural endeavors from every artistic and cultural discipline anywhere in Estrie. In order to mobilize all of the creative forces from every sector of society in Estrie, the Conseil adopts a societal approach that is cross-sectoral and multidisciplinary. The Conseil's collaborative efforts lead it to conduct actions geared to development, sensitization, representation, and promotion, enabling it to act as consultant in arts and culture for various partners.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.